Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I'm getting the opportunity to share with you some of the things that I'm doing right now that's exciting and taking my business to the next level in my effort to play even bigger. And that is that I'm working with Jesse Dobek. And Jesse, thank you so much for being with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I just love your story, and I'm going to share a little bit about it, but then we're going to get more personal about how we met and your background, because as you can see, you can probably tell just by looking at him, he's a tall dude. So he was a basketball player and ended up having one of those things where you expect that your whole life is going to be in basketball, and then you have an injury. And then I did not know this until I was looking at your bio today, Jesse, that you were $120,000 in student debt, something that, yep, I think about all the time. And then the forward motion in your career had stopped, and you said, "What will I do?" And you had to move back in with your dad. And yet he overcame and found a way to really play big and go that pathway less traveled, and has established himself as one of the top internet marketers out there. And you'll recognize some of the names of the people that he works with, Brendon Burchard, early on, getting him to the multiple six figures that he's doing right now. And Jesse's done it by always staying at the front of what's happening on internet marketing. So Jesse, I want you to dial back a little bit more and share some of the things that's not in your bio. And then we're going to talk about how we met and how we basically just kind of like magnetic to each other.
Yeah. So, you know, going back in my story, like, I started off, I was playing sports. That was my thing. I played baseball, basketball, football, soccer. Like, that's what I did. And I feel like that created competitive drive in me. It created a work ethic in me. And, you know, a story that I tell a lot of times is I was playing t-ball when I was 5 years old. Okay. I was always like taller than everybody, you know, physically. You know, if you look at pictures of me in kindergarten, like, I'm a head taller than every single person in my class. So I did have the advantage there. But I tell this story because I was the only person on my little league team that I would hit off a tee for an hour a day into a net in my backyard every single day for at least an hour. Like, my dad always instilled, like, if you want to be the best at something, you got to work at it, right? So I was doing that. My first game, I was 4-for-4 with 4 home runs and t-ball. My second game, I made $20 because one of the parents was like, I'll give you this $20 bill if you hit a home run on your first at bat. And of course I did. And I probably hit 3 in that game again. But, you know, I just got used to, like you say, playing big. When I was playing, I wanted to do it big, you know. And I saw one of my friends, he's actually on my friend's little league team. He was 10 years old when my buddy was 12 in Little League. He just won the MVP in the World Series yesterday, Steven Strasburg. I got to give him a huge shout out because he went to my high school and he didn't even play a lot in high school. He almost got cut from San Diego State playing for Tony Gwynn. He became a number one draft pick. And yesterday he just, you know, he just killed it and he won the World Series.
Knocked it out of the park, literally, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he's a pitcher, so he wasn't really hitting it out of the park. But, like, you know, yeah, I was big on sports, and that's what I think has helped me with my work ethic and not giving up when things are not going my way or I'm having a bad day, you know, because I had a lot of bad games too. Once you get, like, higher up in the ranks, you get into high school and college, there's politics and stuff. And dealing with working with people and teams and figuring things out and doing your homework and doing your research and all that stuff has really helped me in my business today. And I would never trade anything in my past for what I have now. It's all everybody's on their own journey and their own path. So if you're out there and you're like, well, you know, my situation, I have some challenges. Well, you know, you can overcome all that stuff. You just got to have the right mentors, find the right information, and then go out there and apply it in the real world. So,
well, everybody watching and listening, you know, when I share, I talk about always be learning. And Jesse and I had a team conversation this morning about the projects that they're working on to take, you know, because I really haven't done a lot of really no digital marketing. And now we're stepping into that arena with his expertise and guidance. Mm-hmm. But even while we were talking today, Jesse, you were sharing that you met a young man that's doing something new in a different arena and you're all into it researching. So again, always learning and always wanting to stay on the forefront. So I'm pleased by that. And I think it's how you're going to continue being as successful as you are.
That's the only way that I do it. I like to try to take a humble approach. You know, I'm okay with letting somebody else shine. And, you know, I'm just out there trying to help out the people that mean the most to me. You're one of those people. You know, when I did fail in my career and I hurt my knee in basketball and I thought, you know, what am I going to do now? This is all I did. I racked up $120,000 student loan debt because all I was doing was playing basketball. I was in the gym 24/7 from the time I was 12 years old to 24. Okay, so for 12 solid years, I didn't make a penny playing basketball, but I was putting in the work, putting in the time, and then I hurt my knee so bad that I couldn't get surgery on it. I needed it. I couldn't even hardly walk for like 6 months, and, you know, I need to figure something out. So one of my friends, a great friend of mine who was actually my business partner for over 8 years, and he gave me a book, and that book, I think, put me on a new path. You know, instead of going out there and getting a job and maybe working at McDonald's or something like that, I said, you know, after reading the information in this book, and it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You got it there? Yeah, that was the book. He gave it to me. He said he owned a tanning salon at the time. And, you know, he's my buddy. I've known him since I was 8 years old. I played with his brother in soccer when I was 8 years old. So Mitchell Gandy, he was my business partner for 8 years, and, you know, we're still really, really close and really tight. So he gave me that book and he said, what's in this book right here is how I know one day I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to be financially free. Even though you're looking at this tanning salon, probably not that impressive. So read this book. I read it. I started off doing network marketing and failed at that. And then I realized that I needed to find my own niche and my own path. So I found online business building. I started off building websites and then helping people drive traffic. And I was just a student of what was working out there and what other people were doing. So, yeah. So,
and what's new and innovative, which is what I appreciate about you. So talk about when we first met.
Yeah. So when we first met, I mean, I was, you know, I saw Sharon speak at an event. You know, I was speaking at the same event, but she was like, you know, one of the main keynote speakers, and I got to see her do her thing. I actually spoke at another event where she didn't meet me. It was the Michelle Patterson's event, the women's conference out in, yeah. So I saw you speak there, and I had no clue, honestly, like, that you were behind the Rich Dad, Poor Dad brand. And the one that like really was the engine behind it, right? So I saw you there, didn't, you know, meet you or anything there, but I saw you speak at his event, and then I just sent you a Facebook message. And, you know, like, you're probably in your hotel room, I was in mine, but we just like connected. And then the next day you're like, yeah, I'd like to meet you. And we connected and we had a conversation about, you know, what we could possibly do online. And how we could start, you know, taking your story that you've established, these big brands and this big information, and start using that momentum to build your brand online. And we had a great conversation. I remember we talked about, you know, a lot of different things. And I remember you told me, you know, I got to make sure I'm keeping up with all your books and stuff to make sure, you know, all that. So I've definitely, you know, definitely been checking those out and reading as much as I can of your material, and just, you know, realizing that no matter how hard it gets as an entrepreneur, And sometimes you want to quit, or you know, things are happening. You're like, well, now what am I going to do? That's when you're like in your best element. You're kind of in survival mode, and that's when you, you know, really catapult your career. And I, in basketball terminology, like Mark Jackson, he always says this term, and I always think about it: pressure busts pipes, but it also makes diamonds. So I always think about that, like, if you want to put yourself in a position to really go to the next level, you're going to have to handle some pressure, you know? So I feel like the conversation we had and how we started forming our bond, if you will, was just the beginning. And I just had a feeling that, you know, this is going to be huge. So we're still in the process of building that, but I definitely remember that conversation. So many,
and you'll remember that I told you, well, we were just about to pull the trigger on another company to do the same thing for, or a similar online initiative for us. And yeah. So I came back and I, you know, Angela got involved and we said, you know, I just feel like we need to check this out. And, and it really was, it was one of those things I tell everyone, be open to the possibilities, right? And always listen, don't close doors. And so we literally were at the, you know, in the contract stage of trying to go back and forth with another company when I met you, Jesse. And I know we shared that with you. So we're kind of going back and forth. And, you know, I felt really confident in you, and most importantly, your passion and your history with my, you know, my background. And so we're excited. We've been working together almost all year. And so we're just kind of pulling the trigger on a bigger initiative now and getting the foundation in order. So I teach people that, you know, you got to put the foundation in order. So you can't just turn a switch overnight. But I think I used the term this morning, I have put myself in your hands. So.
Yeah. I'm honored and humbled by that. Somebody like you at your level to say that. And, you know, I was speaking at an event like a week ago or whatever. And I think the guy that you were in contact with was, I'm not going to say the name right now, but he's like, so you're the one that we were talking to her and this and that, like, you know, anyway, so it's a small world. I'm honored, humbled, grateful, just that you're believing in me. So now I got to go deliver, you know, I got to show up and like Steven Strasburg did in the game last year, you know, he won five games in the playoffs. He was 5-0. I got to do that now. So I'm, you know, but I feel like with your skill set and what we have in our team, we're going to find a way, and you know, how we need to get to the top. 'Cause you know, you got a big mission and your message is very powerful. And, you know, we just got to find different ways. I've done it many times with different launches for Coolest Cooler or Brendan Burchard or Shalene Johnson or Sonia Choquette. You know, it's just cracking the code. It's what I love to do. So, you know, we've cracked a few codes already. That's how we got this far after a year. But that's nothing compared to what my goals are for you and your brand. So the
folks that are watching and listening, you know, vast majority of them have an online presence, and they may already be marketing or maybe thinking about it. So, you know, give a couple of basic points of wisdom that you would share.
Yeah. So like my big thing, you know, I'm a numbers guy. I like to look at data. Okay. There's two things that I feel like if you can focus on these two things, and you know, when you're doing online marketing, you know, I mean, it's being vulnerable in your videos and your message and like being you and being authentic, you know, like everything that I say here, I mean, this isn't scripted, but I'm going to give 100% my heart and tell you the real facts, you know. Some of it, you know, Sharon or somebody's like, why is he talking about that? Because it's real, you know. So being vulnerable, being you, being authentic, don't be afraid to, you know, show your real self. You don't need to be wearing makeup on every single video, women out there, you know, or men, you know, like you don't have to look tough or like you drive a Lamborghini in every video. Like, show what you really have. You know what I mean?
How, like, about if you're driving one, make sure you really own it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you're not just renting it for a day and acting like you do, or, so, you know, like you have a Yeah, so that doesn't work. I mean, I've tried it. I'll be completely honest with you. I've seen other people do it, and that's just not, that's not authentic. So be vulnerable, be you. But, you know, I'm a numbers guy. So I look at data to make decisions, you know, like every single thing that happens. Like today we were talking, well, you know, people, I don't know if I could share all the information about like our project, but it's like if somebody's watching a certain length of your video to a certain point, then you probably want to make the offer before that, or, you know, like if you're seeing the trends of how it's going.
I'm happy with you sharing that, because that's showing the expertise, because it's actually good news that I kept them on the webinar for 45 minutes or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But at that point they dropped off before they had the opportunity to purchase. And so we're looking at how to retool that. So.
Yeah. And there, you know, there's other, you know, yeah, you can keep them. There's things you can do to keep them on longer. And then there's things that you can do to say, well, that's worst case scenario. Well, let's make sure we make the offer before that point, because the data shows that, right? So it's looking at data on everything you're doing and being able to analyze that and being able to make a quality decision based on that data, I think is very, very important. Another thing, like for me and my clients and how I've been able to get success, is you got to be in compliance. Okay. So like there's certain things you have to do ethically to play within the rules. Like say if Facebook has certain rules of things you can and can't do in your marketing, you got to understand how to create a compliant landing page, so you're not going to get shut down. Because the worst thing, like over the course of my career, I became this person for people. They would call me up and they would say, well, because of your relationship with Facebook, can you help me get my account turned back on? Because I got shut down. Not one ad, my entire account. Okay. Well, that's because you did things over like 50 times. You know, people were complaining about how you're doing things over 50 times. So we got to convince them that you're never going to do that again. So if you really want to be able to go to 7, 8 or whatever figures in marketing, you're going to have to figure out how to be effective. And that's being vulnerable and looking at the data and seeing the trends and creating emotional messaging that really gets people like fired up or gets them to connect with your message, so they go to the next thing, but you have to do it within compliance. And that's the balance. It's like, well, how do I get to just the edge of that without crossing the line? And a lot of people cross the line too many times, and then, you know, it kind of jeopardizes their entire growth.
They have that ask forgiveness instead of permission mentality, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's just not the way to do it. So, I mean, I feel like figure out compliance and then figure out, you know, how to position your messaging within that. So. Yeah.
So Jesse, it's your company's name is Dobek Digital Media, but tell people how they can find you.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you Google my name, Jesse Dobek, you're going to be able to, and it's JesseDou, B as in boy, E as in Edward, K as in kite. So just, you can Google me or find me, just go on social media. You can drop me a message the same way that me and Sharon connected through Facebook Messenger or Instagram or LinkedIn. You know, I check all that probably like 100 times a day. So, you know, or you can drop us an email at support@dobekdigitalmedia.com. If you have any questions about, you know, us potentially working together or whatnot, I do want to, Sharon, if you don't mind, I want to tell them about the project that I'm really excited about, that, you know, I did build my brand up, you know, to a certain level, and I attracted a software company to contact me, and we're actually launching a software called InfluencerSoft, because I work with influencers, and I'm really excited about that, because I have my agency, my digital marketing agency, is kind of like the back end of my business. And the front end is the software, because I want to be able to give people the tools that I've been working on for over 10 years of my marketing knowledge and be able to build it into a software. Because a lot of the softwares out there, you know, there's people that specialize in certain things, but, you know, I've specialized in traffic, funnels, content. Like, we do a lot, and the people that I'm teamed up with and people on my team and the people that are my friends that want to help design this software and be a part of it, is very exciting, you know? And yeah. So if you check out, influencersoft.com is the name of the software. You can go check it out, but yeah, you can find me pretty easily by Googling my name. Go to my website, jessedobeck.com, fill out the contact form. I'm happy to connect, and you know, I'm pretty. Yeah.
I think we have a challenge here. I'm going to I just decided we're going to have you back on in three months to talk about what we've done from today till then and the progress we've made. And
I love it. So
then it'll be proof positive that we can show the magic of what you can create. How's that?
That's perfect, because right now we have a benchmark of where we're at with, you know, launching your automated funnel and just getting that going. And, you know, we still need some testing and some fine tuning, but yeah, it would be great to see where that project is at in 3 months, which I feel pretty solid that we're going to be able to start filling it up with traffic and start, you know, creating a positive ROI that we can scale. And then work on some other funnels and projects, you know.
And impact a lot more lives in a positive way.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Because if you can't monetize something, you can't grow your message, you know. So that's all part of the whole process. So
monetizing is very important. It's okay to do good, but also to do well doing it. So that's the whole concept. And we talk about the importance of building assets. What Jesse's doing right now is building those assets for me and making sure that they're reaching the right people. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what we're doing. Obviously, I like to have everything I do be a success right out of the gate, but that's not always the case. And so you need the experts to help you fine tune it. The other thing I want to compliment you on, Jesse, is we have a weekly call with your entire team. Well, not maybe the entire team, but the principals. So we're on a Zoom call with at least four or five people every week to get an update on each of their areas of expertise. And it really helps us be able to handle things quickly and keep the forward momentum going. And not all companies operate that way. A lot of companies, you have one contact person.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, this has to be successful. We got to put in the time. It's a work ethic thing. And just, you know, we just got to find a way. So
business,
I'm excited.
This is a team sport. And so we're bringing on your whole team, and it's nice that we can operate as a team. So I appreciate that. So one last word of advice for them, and you're going to hang out with me for a little shorter recording that we do for the private Facebook group and the Playbook movement. But I'm excited that you're with me today, and I'm excited for the challenge that we have now. So.
Yeah, I'm excited for it too. I mean, it's exciting. Everything we get to do together, if I could do it with you, I'm going to show up 110%. So yeah, the word that I could give you guys out there listening to this is don't think big. Don't just think big, think beyond big. Like, you know, like for me, and like, I'm creating this software, right? This has been my dream. I got into this because I saw the movie Social Network, you know, with Mark Zuckerberg, you know, a college kid that changed the world with one social platform. I said, why can't I do that? Even though everybody that I talked to is like, yeah, right, dude, like you're never going to do that. But I still got that dream. I still want to own that NBA team. I still want to win that championship, even if it's like Mark Cuban style. So like, if someone tells you you can't do it, like Elon Musk, you know, living in a small one room office with two guys working 180 hours a week, and then creates PayPal and then Tesla and then SpaceX, and now he's going to fly to Mars. You can't underestimate that vision, you know? So don't think big, think beyond big, and good things will happen, because everybody else's bar is down here. If you put your bar up here, I mean, it's going to take you time to get there, but you just keep your head down, keep pushing, and slowly you'll start picking up some momentum, and you'll see things happening in your life. So, you know.
Excellent. I love that. Think beyond big. And know, it comes back to my tagline when I always say, why not? You know, why not do something that other people haven't done? Why not set yourself apart? So thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. Hang out for a moment with me and we'll do our other recording. And for all of you watching and listening, thank you so much. Rewind and listen back to what Jesse has to say, because a lot of his pearls of wisdom in his own life, you probably have had things in your life that stopped you. You were on a path and all of a sudden that path ended and you had to choose something else. And the idea of looking for that next opportunity and preparing yourself for it, but then working hard to make sure it happens. So thank you all. Have a fantastic day. And until next time, thank you for being part of the Play Big Movement. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.